Tennessee doctors are getting a crash course in the state's new restrictions on opioids ahead of the law taking effect July 1st. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports physicians are concerned about new liability since the prescribing rules do away with much of their discretion.
It's no longer a judgment call most of the time. There are very precise rules if a doctor wants to prescribe any more than 3 days' worth of pain pills, which is among the strictest limits in the country. Ben Simpson is a lobbyist with the Tennessee Medical Association, which has put together flowcharts, tutorial videos, and customized tips for physicians who range from dermatologists to pediatricians.
What we have to do is to make sure that when a physician is walking through that normal clinical process, they're not running afoul of regulation.
Simpson figures more physicians will play it safe most of the time and either prescribe just 3 days of painkillers, or they'll send the patient to a pain clinic, which is largely exempted from the new law, but already has much stricter rules to follow. The cautious approach could still achieve Governor Bill Haslam's goal of reducing the number of prescription drugs floating around the state, but many doctors contend it might not be best for patients in pain. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.